Harper Audio presents Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy by Karen Abbott. Read by Karen White. Splendid and silent suns. A note. For a period of 33 hours, from just before dawn on April 12, 1861, to mid-afternoon the following day, sleep was hard to come by, in both North and South. In Manhattan, Walt Whitman left the Academy of Music and strolled down Broadway, where he heard the hoarse cries of the newsboys. "Extry! A Herald! Got the bombardment of Fort Sumter!" Passers-by broke into small groups under the brightly blazing lamps, each huddled around a paper, unable to wait until they got home to read. So it was true. The Confederates had opened fire on Fort Sumter, a federal fort in South Carolina, the first shots of the first battle of the American Civil War. In Charleston, so close to the awful roar in the harbor, ladies solaced themselves with tea and a firm faith that God hates the Yankees and was clearly on their side. In Washington, D.C., President Lincoln, in office barely 6 weeks, prepared to call 75,000 volunteers to quell this domestic insurrection. 100 miles away, across the rolling Virginia countryside, the citizens of Richmond celebrated and cried, "Down with the old flag!" Within the week, they got their wish. Virginia became the 8th state to join the Confederacy, with vessels in the James River flying not the stars and stripes, but the stars and bars. By early